have to read this thing. I'm the one that thought it up, but I'm going to look at it to make sure I don't get lost. And it says here that we're going to be speaking about Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 32. And first of all, we have the duty of Christians. Chapter 4, of course, verses 17 through 29. Heavenly Father, Sovereign God, Lord Jesus, thank you for your Spirit and your Scripture, the Holy. You have infused into the spirit of the soul and mind of your disciples, the members of your church, educating, enabling, leading, even making us to be recreated in and live the righteousness of true holiness to your glory and honor. Amen. The title is, of course, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 32. Our study of Ephesians chapter 4 continues in verses 1 through 10. The study is centered on the unity we, the disciples of Sovereign God, Lord Jesus, have with Sovereign God, Lord Jesus, with one another as individuals, with other congregations of like Christian faith, and with the Holy Spirit and Scripture by way of the Holy Spirit and Scripture. Verses 11 to 16 began the duty of Christians. And this evening's study is verses 17 to 32. And of course, this continues the duty of Christians from verse 17 through verse 29. We start out with, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give that to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The Lord our God, Jesus, by way of his Spirit and his prophetic and apostolic amanuensis, gives us his disciples in his Bible, his theology, philosophy, wisdom, disciplines, and righteousness. So therefore we henceforth live not in any manner as persons that believe not, obey not the moral commands and words in his Scripture, Pastor Bereza is most excellent in his interpretation and preaching teaching of our Lord's scripture and emphasizing, be ye doers of the Lord's words and not hearers only. For there are many persons attending church and participating in ritual or a show of worship falsely, thinking they are worshiping. But for most, their minds, speech, living is full of idolatry, cursings, adulteries, depravities, and other evidences of unbelief. And by divine inspiration, Paul records, they are classified as heathens. For like heathens, they live in vanity. They live with futility, emptiness of mind, void of understanding regarding spiritual matters. For their understanding, their thinking is morally darkened, and they are alienated, estranged, and even hostile toward the present spiritual life-giving fellowship with God and the eternal life-giving fellowship with God, Lord Jesus, in the eternal holy Jerusalem. Because of their ignorance, their lack of knowledge regarding spiritual matters, their deliberate lack of knowledge regarding spiritual matters. For they do not want people witnessing to them about the Lord. They do not want preachers preaching to them. They refuse to read the Bible for themselves. And because of their rejecting knowledge of spiritual matters, because their minds, their hearts are hardened and have become callous and are insensitive in mind, intellect, understanding. Some have even at one time were believers, but have gone into apostasy. They have departed away from the Lord Jesus, his spirit and scripture, and they have become insensible, unfeeling to either honor or shame, by themselves or given over to lasciviousness or licentiousness and debauchery and all perversions in general, to practice, perform evil, to live an unprincipled life of sexual perversions with greediness, having forsaken God, Lord Jesus. They have forsaken their spouse. Their reasoning is dominated by Satan. But we, the disciples of God, Lord Jesus, the members of the church of God, Lord Jesus, the church that God, Lord Jesus, has established, is building and maintaining, and that includes this local congregation of Open Door Bible Church in Middletown, Pennsylvania, have not so learned Christ to continue in sin, but have so learned Christ the necessity to forsake sin and do so. Be much aware, ever keep in mind, to learn Christ is more than to know of him. It is to learn Christ is more than to give assent that he exists. To learn Christ is to be one of his disciples, to learn and to know and to live his theology, philosophy, wisdom, disciplines, and righteousness in his book, the Christian Holy Bible. To be one of Christ's disciples is to be related to him. Christ being the firstborn among many brethren, he is our older brother. God the Father of Christ Jesus is our heavenly Father. The Lord makes us of his family, as our Lord told his disciples and others, and as recorded in Matthew chapter 12, verse number 50. We, the disciples of God, Lord Jesus, have so heard, been taught by, and learned Christ Jesus by way of his spirit and scripture continually, the necessity to forsake sin continuously. We are receiving the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of the Holy Spirit, receiving the Lord's understanding, thoughts, opinions, judgments, plans concerning the necessity to forsake sin. We are therefore held accountable to put off, renounce, cast off all former deportment of sin. For sin corrupts, spoils, corrodes, making those which it inhabits fit only to be punished with eternal destruction. It must be that each individual professing Christ Jesus, we, the disciples of Christ in Open Door Bible Church, Middletown, Pennsylvania, are renewed and renewed continually in the spirit of our minds, insofar as spiritual vitality is concerned. For the mind of the disciple of Lord Jesus must be and will be of rational disposition, or the temperament of Lord Jesus. The mind of the disciple of Lord Jesus, by way of the Holy Spirit and Scripture, is enabled to mentally perceive, apprehend, comprehend, and is desirous to have the mind of Christ. For the mind of God, Lord Jesus, can be and is attained in this present life by reading the Holy Bible, believing the Holy Bible, learning the Holy Bible, and living the Holy Bible. And in living the Holy Bible, being filled with the Holy Spirit and Scripture, to take on the mind, thought, and character of Christ is to be Christ-like, being able to stand the test of God's judgment, being conformed by and to God's commands and appointments, having been and being recreated in the divine image in righteousness and true holiness. The person professing to be Christian, one of God, Lord Jesus' disciples, must and will remember and realize it is vital. He or she show forth evidences of being Christian, evidences of renewal in the spirit of their mind, evidences of recreated in the righteousness of true holiness. And in verses 25 through 32, Lord Jesus, by way of his Spirit, the Holy, and his apostolic amanuensis Paul, gives us his commands and advice how the renewal of mind is evidenced, accomplished. Sins are repented of. They are forsaken. They are replaced with virtues. That is, of course, virtues being that which God, Lord Jesus, calls virtues. The sin of lying in general, will be put away, cast off, turned from, and replaced with speaking truth with his neighbor, fellow member of the human family, especially they that are members united in Christian fellowship. The sin of being angry, becoming angry, provoked to anger, even by direct face-to-face provocation, must not be allowed to fester. If it be possible, confront the one causing the anger. Resolve the issue causing anger. For the person provoking or provocating may not know it. And even if they do, they probably do not care and will not admit to being a provocator. Whatever, the general Christian will not in any manner participate with unbelievers in their sin. For the slightest opportunity for the devil and demons to influence violence must not, will not be given place. Thievery of any type, in any manner, must be put off. Turned from, the former thief is now an honest citizen. Preferably, he is a Christian citizen, working with either hands or brain, able to repay the one from whom he or she stole, and able to give to those that are in need. The disciples of God, Lord Jesus, must not, will not allow words of corrupt communication, words that are unholy, profane, to proceed from their minds, from their mouths. For such language is indicative of heathens. It must not be that blessings and cursings come from the same mouth, as we read in James chapter 3, verse 10. corrupt communication, unholy words, profane the soul, mind, spirit, body, into which the Holy Spirit has been transmigrated. Disciples of God, Lord Jesus, have the power of the Holy Spirit within not to violate the spiritual communion we have with God, Lord Jesus. Words indicate an individual's intellect, thought. They are reaction. Words can give indication of which spirit a person is of. Our God, Lord Jesus, by way of his spirit and apostolic amanuensis, has much to say concerning words that are spoken, even words that might be thought. Matthew, the warning given by our Lord as recorded in Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 to 37 are quite ominous. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, commands and advises us. Our words, the words of we, his disciples, are to include words of grace, words that are educating concerning spiritual matters, words that aid in the advancement of the Lord's kingdom, words that are acceptable unto Lord Jesus, words that teach Lord Jesus theology, philosophy, wisdom, disciplines correctly. Verse 30, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Disciples of God, Lord Jesus, will be careful by way of the Holy Spirit and Scripture to learn and to discipline ourselves, to grieve not, offend not the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, Lord Jesus. Remember of that which we read in John chapter 14, verses 15 through 26. We read that God the Father and God the Son Jesus transmigrates his spirit into the spirit of the soul, mind, bodies of we, his disciples. He does this attesting and confirming his, the Lord's, seal of his electing us to salvation and the redemption of the body from the grave. Be much aware the word grieve in this context refers to make angry, and there is much evidence in the Holy Christian Bible and in secular history proving God, Lord Jesus, does not like to be made angry. In Genesis chapter 6 through 8, there is the Noahic flood. Genesis chapter 11, there is the punishment upon the people at Babel. Genesis 14, we read that that Abraham gathered up an army of his employees and went off to rescue Lot. Unfortunately, Lot did not learn, and in the Lord being angry at the people at Sodom and Gomorrah, he destroyed them. And he did that because of their idolatry, and of course by the fact that the people were homosexuals. And the Lord has always brought down his hammer rather heavy against those people, and the next time he's going to destroy the entire business. Lot, however, did not learn in this time in which he had a time to get away. And he proceeded to let the daughters get him drunk, and he committed incest with them. And ever since then, the Moabites and the Ammonites have been a thorn in the flesh of the Jewish people. There is the captivity and dispersion of the northern kingdom. The two kingdoms had been united under King David and Solomon, but Solomon and his son and others wanted to misbehave, and the Lord said that one day the kingdom would be split, and it was. And those Jews in the northern kingdom, as of yet, have not been regathered. As of yet, someday they will be. There's the captivity of Judah, and the destruction of Jerusalem, and the temple that Solomon built. The reason for this can be found in Ezekiel chapter 8. There's the Babel, when that took place, the Lord warned the Jewish people, do not go down into Egypt. Well, they went down anyway, and they still ended up being taken captive. And as a matter of fact, Egypt has not been a mighty kingdom since. Nebuchadnezzar took care of that. And of course, there was later on the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple that Herod built. Why? Because the Jewish people rejected the Lord Jesus as their king. And there was, the destruction known as wars, and particularly that comes to mind, the destruction of Nazi Germany. And we have the future destruction narrated of in the book of Revelation in regarding all the governments and all of man's nations. The Lord our God Jesus, by way of his scripture, the Holy, and his amanuensis Paul, Apostle Paul, in verses 31 and 32, gives us, his disciples, further instruction on how not to grieve, how not to make angry the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, Lord, of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, infuses, transmigrates, into the spirit of the soul, mind, body of his disciples, that he abide with us forever. Let all bitterness of mind and resultant presumptuous thought, accusations, speech, and wrath and fierceness as a state of anger, even a continual state of anger, leading to an act or acts of vengeance. Let all clamor, noise, sustained, demanding, complaining noise, and evil speaking, of verbal abuse and blasphemy that profanes, is irreverent to God. Let all these evils be put away, along with the malice and of any intent to be doing so, but rather be kind, good-natured, gentle, tender-hearted, full of compassion, being godly, being Christ-like, loving others fervently and sacrificially, forgiving, being gracious one to another, for God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. May all the attendees of Open Door Bible Church, Middletown, Pennsylvania, have God-like and Christ-like love for one another always. Observation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, parts A and B. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God created humanity in his chosen physical image, in his likeness, and with his breath breathed a physical life into man. Man is designed to reflect the glorious life of the Creator God. But man rebelled and continues to rebel. However, God, by his omniscience, his foreknowledge, omnipresence, omnipotence, and his eternity, had his counteracting plans in place before man rebelled, and in his due time instituted that plan, that by his Spirit and Scripture, by way of him, God self manifested in human flesh, Jesus the Christ, transmigrates his Spirit, the Holy, into the spirit of the soul, mind, body of all we that obey his Scripture. Application. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for disciplinary instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all virtuous works. And I made a mistake. John chapter 2, verse 5, not verse number 4. And in John chapter 2, verse number 5 and 6, we read that there was a wedding in Cana. And Jesus was, invited. And obviously his mother had something to be doing with being in charge of the dinner. And in the course of the dinner, they were going to have a bit of wine, and his mother came to him and she said, "They have no wine." He said, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." And his mother said unto the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Therefore, as we read in Scripture, we learn this lesson. Whatsoever God, the Lord Jesus, tells us not to do, don't do it. And that which he says do, do it. That is all.